Hey there, what's up everyone, and welcome to Joss Speaks Digital News. My name is Jessica and I go by Joss Speaks Digital, and today we're going to be giving you all of the updates for the month of August in digital. So first up, we have Facebook brings Reels to its main app to capitalize on the short form video trend. As we all know, short form video is all the rave right now, and Instagram and Facebook wants to capitalize on that. So what they're gonna do is take all of the Reels, or I guess majority of them, or at least just give you the ability to take your Reel and then place it on Facebook as well as have your Reel on Instagram. I actually love this idea, and I think it's something they need to implement sooner rather than later, because I can't tell you how many of my Reels have gotten like 5 views, okay? 5. Okay, anyway, moving on. TikTok stories are coming soon. So TikTok is all the rave right now. A lot of people are spending time on TikTok. That's their getaway with everything that's going on with the C word. People are looking to figure out how they can entertain themselves for 15 to 30 seconds at a time, right? Consume a ton of content. Whereas before we were consuming like 30 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour of someone's content. Now we want short bite-sized pieces, or not we, but folks out there. I'm gonna say the folks out there in the world want short bite-sized pieces. TikTok wants to take that and I guess make it even shorter with stories. But I think what is happening with a lot of the platforms is they're all in battle with one another. They all want to see what's working, what isn't, how can one be like the other. They all just want to be similar. But anywho, we'll see how that goes. So YouTube creators can now get up to 10K per month for making shorts content. Shorts content. That means 15 to 30 second videos on YouTube, you can get paid up to $10,000. Can someone say, give me an application ASAP, right? So think about that. If you have video content that you can take and just use 15 to 30 seconds of it, place it on YouTube, you may be able to capitalize on this and get paid up to $10,000 per month for your content. That is a no-brainer. Use your content if you have it, put it on YouTube Shorts. Especially if you have a YouTube channel. YouTube adds a new tipping feature called Super Thanks. So you can now super thank your creators. Most of the creators are getting it, some aren't, but you will have that ability, I think, in the future and coming up soon. Get the link, join the ICE community. All of the links are there to all of the articles if you want to read further on these. Instagram text stories translation. This one is a good one. Okay, so what you can do is you can actually go into your Instagram stories, you can speak just the way that I am, do a talking head video, and you can actually have the caption of your video translated by Instagram. This is amazing because if someone wants to watch your video and let's say they cannot listen to it, they just want to see the words pop up, then they can actually listen to it or watch it, and see the words come up instead of having to actually listen to it audibly. Which is great. All right. Instagram will let you limit DMs from people who don't follow you. This one they need to implement like ASAP. I don't know about you guys, but I've gotten a handful of those DMs. Hey, don't you want to grow your followers? Well, don't you want to pay to get more? No, I don't. It goes against everything that I just stand for. Right? So really, truthfully, yeah, no. I don't want you, and I don't want your DMs, especially if you didn't follow me. Like, why are you DMing me? You didn't even have the decency to at least act like you were going to follow me before you even sent me the DM. That burns my biscuits, literally. But anyway, on to the next one. So definitely something that we need ASAP, to be able to block people's DMs that do not follow you. Instagram link sticker. This one is one that I've actually had on the radar for a while now, and I believe it's starting to roll out at this moment. I've been talking about this, or at least reading about this, since late June. And now Instagram link stickers will allow you to link to a video, to your website, all that good stuff without having 10,000 followers, which I think they should have did this a long time ago, right? I think they're starting to realize that many influencers like myself are able to speak to their audience and should have the ability to link to different things. If we don't, then we will find a way around it. So I'm glad that they're taking the initiative and saying, you know what? Maybe we should just go ahead and give this to them. You think we should? Yeah, we should. Okay, let's do it. So I'm looking forward to this coming out. It's great. It's amazing. It's a really great tool that you'll all be able to use in your business, because now you can actually link. Whereas, wink, wink, you could actually use just IGTV to link to anything that you wanted to, and then you can have a clickable link. That was a little hack that a lot of people were using, and I guess they figured, hey, we might as well give it to everyone because they're using it anyway. All right, so now let's end with a bit of strategy. So there is a framework that was posted by Social Media Today, which I absolutely love, and it's called 6 TikTok Storytelling Frameworks to Consider in Your Marketing Approach. You should definitely check out that article because it has a lot of great storytelling frameworks that I think you all will enjoy. I also want to let you know that we have an Instagram Reels replay available. So if you want to learn Instagram Reels, anything about Instagram Reels at all, go ahead, leave a comment down below, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Join our Instagram Reels class where you'll learn all the transitions and all of the things, and I will see you all next month for the digital news. Peace.